This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As I say back, because it feels like we just go on and on here, and in a good way, on and on with information. You have questions, we have answers, done a lot of research. Dr. Ken Kronhus is here, perhaps one of the great researchers in cardiology in our country, and he graces us every week with his presence on his portion of Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, bringing you into the last weekend of 2022. Does that even seem possible? I was talking on the Good Day program earlier about how, in my mind, when I think about the change from year to year, I go back to 2020 and Y2K, and that seems like 10 minutes ago. So anyway, we move ahead, we charge ahead. Maybe if Ken and I have time, we'll go through some of the important health stories of the year, important breakthroughs. But first, we'll do what we're so well known for here in this hour. Let's take Ken's research, looking at all of the various medical journals to see what has come out during the past week and how it affects you and your health and your lifestyle. Ken is from down in Florida. Lake Cardiology is his clinic, and I'll tell you during the course of this visit with him how you can be in touch with him, how you can reach out to him, how you can be at his clinic, or you can be involved in a consultation on the Zoom, if you will. Let's get to whatever we have to do for COVID. Certainly one of the big stories, if not the biggest individual health story of the year still, Ken, after the last 3 years. This is a study that suggests that there is a problem. If you get COVID-19 and have had chronic fatigue or other things, what happens to your body?
Yes, interesting study, Doug, out of Frontiers in Immunology Medical Journal. Looking at the big picture, that COVID-19 virus, it just takes your immune system and wallops it and just turns it down and makes it so it doesn't work as well. The immune system does a great job at protecting us from new bugs and foreign bodies, but also continues, when it's functioning properly, to survey the body and get rid of and suppress any virus that the body's already dealt with. And the thought is that people who get COVID-19 are seeing a lot of these chronic fatigue symptoms come back. It seems like that there are viruses in your past life that have come around, and your immune system has taken care of, suppressed, and kept quiet. COVID-19 comes, puts your immune system in a state that it's not working the way it should, and these viruses come back. They were being kept quiet and asleep in your body. So you may have symptoms of chronic fatigue from past viruses come back to haunt you after you get exposed to COVID-19. So not such great news, just another reason to stay away from getting COVID-19. And it seems like this can happen even after a case of mild or even asymptomatic COVID-19.
It's interesting how, as we talk about the different kinds of COVID that we've experienced the last two, almost 3 years, COVID-19, the ABCs of all of it, long COVID and that sort of thing. And I'm not convinced, because we don't understand what the common cold is, I'm not convinced that we have a real strong understanding yet, and maybe we never will, of what long COVID is. Do you think that I'm right about that? Is the you know, we have information, but do we understand why someone has long COVID or gets it over and over again, even if they've had the shots?
No, well, I think that this is an area that's going to be continued to be studied and understood. And what's making it so complicated, Doug, and you point this out as a usual, always good observer, is with all these new subvariants, COVID-19 and long COVID-19 will become a new and evolving entity. So it even gets hard to understand what it is once you think you got it, and then there's a new variant and it affects the whole pot. It becomes a very difficult item to identify.
Yeah, it certainly does. Okay, let's move on, though. I don't think we need to spend too much time. I want to make sure that we give you your due here as a cardiologist. We don't spend as much time as I would like to because of all of the doggone stuff focused on COVID. I would love to be able to talk more about your specialty, the heart, the circulatory system, what goes on, and maybe it's appropriate because we're in the holiday season. There is such a thing as holiday heart. And every year, for all the years we've done this program, we pretty much say the same thing. And I don't mean it sounds like a broken record, but because it is a factor and because it does contribute to the lackluster life expectancy numbers that we have had this past year or so. Let's talk about the risks. Think about Buffalo, for example, where they've had 8 feet of snow. People shoveling snow, they have no business shoveling snow. Part of the statistic of the 50 or 60 odd people that have died this past week in the snowstorm in Buffalo have been people shoveling, not knowing that they are not smart enough to think or not listening to us or whatever, that if you haven't done physical exercise, you go out and shovel a lot of snow, you're a sitting duck for a heart attack, right?
Well, that's exactly right, Doug. Well, whether it's from stress, cold weather, or falling out of good health habits in terms of eating, sleeping, and drinking, yes, as you're pointing out, heart attack rates spike as much as 40%, Doug, between Christmas and New Year's, and we're right now in that spike.
So what is the old word, to the wise is sufficient? Don't be dumb. That's the word to the wise. If you value your life and your family and what's going on and you're out of shape, get yourself into shape, but you're not going to get into shape by going out and shoveling snow. That's the dumbest thing you can do. So take Ken's advice. All right, here we are at break time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health, which is sponsored in part by Calitrin, America's number one way. Am I doing a disservice to our country when I say America? I should say America's. Right? America's number one way to lose weight and keep it off. It's simple. It's not toxic. It keeps the weight off. So go to the website for Calitrin's toploss.com, by the way. You can look at the ingredients and understand, wow, this is makes nothing but sense because of the natural ingredients, aloe vera, collagen protein, digestive enzymes. So good for you. So try this for 90 days. See how it affects your body. And maybe now you're on the defensive rather than you could have if you'd have started this. And I'm not trying to lecture to you, but if you'd have listened to me 2 months ago, you probably, and got onto the Calitrin program, you probably wouldn't have put the weight on that you have, that you're going to have to work at shaking it off. So choose Calitrin to help you there as you get into the first of the year and all, oh, I'm going to lose weight and blah, 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 the resolutions that most of you don't keep. Here's one that you ought to keep. Go to toploss.com, see how Calitrin makes sense for the routine of healthy weight loss and keeping it off so that you, you know, it's better for your blood pressure. It's better for everything if you have the proper weight on your limbs. Get 90 days free plus free shipping when you use Doug or Doug Steffen when you check out. That's it, Doug, at toploss.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others, you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken and I are speaking as usual about the things that go on in the medicine, the world of medicine, commercial, industrial, accepted, I don't know whether you, how you describe it, science-based medicine, what you like to call it sometimes. Dr. Ken is available by calling his office, 352-735-1400 is the number into the office at Lake Cardiology down in Modura, Florida. So you can have him on the Zoom if you have some questions, you need results, you need another opinion. He's one of the top cardiologists in the country. People come from all over the country to go through his clinic and get the sometimes hours and hours of interpretation of what's going on in your body. So feel comfortable and understand what's going on. You will have to spend some time with Ken. Call the office for an appointment, 352-735-1400. I was looking at some of the things about Alzheimer's this week, things that are sad. You remember Maureen McGovern, who sang The Morning After on the Poseidon Adventure? You remember that movie and the song? There's got to be a morning after.
Sure.
Remember that? Okay. She's got Alzheimer's, and she's 73 years old. She's telling the story now, and that brought me around to understanding or trying to figure out. You see all of this stuff and you wonder, how can we slow this down? How can we deal with it? So there's some interesting news out in nature this week, Ken.
Yes. That's sad. I didn't know that. And what a lovely song we all grew up with.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Dating myself. But yes, there seems to be some lifestyle things that one can do to slow down some of these bad, bad neurologic things. This comes out of the medical journal JAMA Network Open this week. It seems that living in an area with easy access to parks and rivers appears to slow the progression of these devastating neurologic diseases that Doug is mentioning, such as Alzheimer's and also Parkinson's disease. So get out in nature as much as you can and enjoy it. It also helps the heart. It lowers the mental stress, and it's been shown to lower blood pressure and keep your heart healthy also. What a wonderful thing to do.
All right, well, as long as we're talking about these problems, PTSD apparently boosts the risk for some getting Alzheimer's, according to some of this research, right?
Yes, Alzheimer's and Dementia Journal this week, Doug, that head injury and post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, it can increase the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease and related dementias among people who carry a certain genetic variant. So just another good reason to protect that head. And if you do know anyone who has PTSD, get them some help because it can have long-term effects.
Post-traumatic stress disorder. It comes from a lot of people associated with being in the military, but there are other ways of getting it and having it affect your lives. So pay attention to what Ken is saying. There are all kinds. There's lots of information out there. So if you want the help, then you just have to look it up because there is tons of research being done. Dr. Ken and his research continuing with how it affects you here on Good Day Health.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Ken Kronhouse with Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health for this weekend, the last weekend of the year. And as I said earlier, we'll try to find some time after we go through all this research to delve into some of the top stories. I mean, the top story of the year has to be COVID still. There were other health breakthroughs, however, that we ought to talk about. But let's finish your research work from this week. Going back to you being a cardiologist and from the Journal of the American Heart Association, the story about coffee. My God, every week there's something about coffee. Good, bad. It reminds me of the vitamin C stuff. And this brings me around to disclaiming science sometimes, because science is always disproving itself. That's what science does. So one week, you know, something's good for you, the next week it's not. So what's the story with coffee this weekend?
Well, before you bash science, it's not...
It's not that
this is a good coffee or bad coffee story. This is in a certain group of people where it's harmful. And it's not commenting on everybody that's harmful, because in certain groups of people, it actually is a good thing. But this is specifically dealing with people who have high blood pressure, have not gotten their blood pressure under good control, and are walking around with very high blood pressure. And unfortunately, there's too many people like this. This is out of the Journal of the American Heart Association. And what they report this week is that the discovery that is that drinking too much coffee, and in this study it was only more than 2 cups, can increase the risk of death from heart disease for people who have severe high blood pressure. So coffee affects the blood pressure in a few ways. If you do have well uncontrolled high blood pressure, in this study they were looking at people as high as 160 on the top number over 100. These people who had no less than 2 cups of coffee, no more than 2 cups of coffee, were at significantly increased risk of a terminal event. But in those who have normal blood pressures and then excessively have too much coffee, that's another side of coffee. Sometimes it can make it hard to control the blood pressure. But both ends, if your blood pressure is too high, get it controlled. And don't try to control it with coffee because that could be a dangerous combination. And if you find that every time you drink too much coffee, your blood pressure is going up too high, then you know, control it. But for some people, coffee, if you keep it under 400 milligrams a day, can actually be a good thing. In all of us, we should all keep it under 400 milligrams of caffeine per day. That's a safe level.
I wonder how that plays into chocolate, because chocolate has a bit of caffeine in it too, does it, or does it not? Or am I overcooking some of the information?
It has a little bit, but nothing like coffee, cola, tea, Mountain Dew. But chocolate does have a little bit of caffeine in it. You have to factor it into your total intake.
Well, I was remembering a conversation you and I had a couple of years ago when everyone, or not a lot of, not everyone, but some people thought I'd had a TIA, and you wondered whether I had fibrillations, as you described them, like a bag of worms. And that might have been, I thought, when we were first talking about it and looking into it, because I love chocolate and I eat some every day, whether that played into it, like you were talking about coffee here, but it turns out it didn't, and so I have not stopped my habit of having at least a piece of chocolate every day. Yum. And sometimes more than that, to be exactly focused on the reality of the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, which we will continue with as we're guiding you through some of these important stories that Ken has researched, and also, as we have time in the next half hour, some of the look-back stuff for the year. More on how aging is affecting you as we continue this week on Good Day Health.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Vatican officials have announced that Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI has died. He was 95. No further details have been announced by the Vatican, Benedict resigning in February of 2013 at the age of 85. The House Ways and Means Committee releasing 6 years of former President Trump's tax returns yesterday, showing the most detailed account of his finances while in the White House.
He claimed that he was a great businessman leading up to his election, but what this shows is that he had mammoth business losses.
If you're planning to ring in the new year tonight by over-imbibing in some alcoholic beverages, know now that avoiding the hangover will take some planning. Overdoing it will cause hydration and nausea, and since doctors say there's no actual cure for a hangover, avoiding it might be your best bet. Corey Myers, USA.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all with the biggest discounts ever. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175 and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
In the second half hour of Good Day Health this week with Dr. Kent Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. I was talking earlier about life and the expectancy numbers and how long we're living. We've had a number of things, the heart attack stories, high blood pressure stories, Alzheimer's stories this week. There's also another focus on vitamin D, which is very important. And would you go through what happens? When you talk about this and the focus on muscle loss, I would ask the question as to whether when we talk about muscles, we think our biceps or our triceps or our quads or whatever it is, but your heart is a muscle. Internally, you have muscles. So if we don't have enough vitamin D, for example, when we think of it, how it affects our muscles, does it affect exterior muscles, interior muscles, all muscles? What's the scoop?
Sure. And before we go on with caffeine and muscles and vitamin D, I just want to comment on caffeine that actually many studies show that actually consuming coffee, caffeine, in fact, does not make electrical problems of the heart worse. It's a little bit of a mixed bag there. I think what it is that there's a small subgroup of people who are sensitive to the caffeine effects, but most people are not affected, don't get atrial fibrillation, Doug, from caffeine. I think that's what the most recent studies are showing. And now, unless there's any other questions about caffeine in the heart, I think there are people, they know it, they drink caffeine, they feel their heart just skip beats. But actually, the studies show that most people don't fall into that group. But now, on to vitamin D, right?
Right.
Okay. So one way, perhaps, to maintain muscle strength, and as Doug points out, the heart is a muscle, with age is to get enough vitamin D. And this comes out of Medical Journal Calcified Tissue International and Musculoskeletal Research this month. So when you get to the doctor, and hopefully everybody once a year at least gets to their primary care doctor, ask if they haven't done a vitamin D level on you. Confirm that your level is normal. It seems like this is just a good way to make sure as you get older, you maintain your muscle mass, and having a happy growth towards your older age, one important factor is maintaining adequate muscle mass.
All right. So let's do the exercising because it's good for your interior and exterior muscles. Nothing better than muscle. I think muscle is very attractive if it's not overdone on women and men. And it certainly helps to keep you, think about it, as you get older, the muscles are what hold your bones together. Don't have any muscle, bones are going to fall apart. Not a good scene, and not certainly something that's desirable. So think about that when you think, I don't like to exercise. Well, it does things for you. I'm not much. I'm fortunate that I just keep moving and I keep busy with my body, and I consciously am doing things, my walking stride, what I do with my arms and my back and my shoulders as I'm walking. That's all conscious. I think about it, and maybe that's what you have to do if you're sort of a regular walk every day. Don't just walk. Move your body around. Because it helps with circulation and keeping those muscles up. That's very important. And though that leads me, excuse me, into the next area, the whole business about life expectancy and what has happened. Some people blame it on COVID. I don't necessarily. I think it's what we eat. I think it's what we breathe. I think it's how we think. I think there are all kinds of reasons for the life expectancy charts and the numbers that are on them. Ken, you agree?
Well, let's first give out the numbers and then see if you maybe change your mind, Doug, because these are recent numbers. The life expectancy in America over the last decade up until about 2019 was in one direction, up, improving, getting better each year. And then in 2019, the average American could have expected to live an average of 78.8 years. And this is when it all peaked. Then the life expectancy declined to 77 years in 2020, and then further decreased to 76.4 years in 2021. So from 2019 to 2021, it comes down from 78.8 to 76.4. That's a big drop in 2 years.
I'm living on borrowed time. That's what that means. All right. What
and
are you doing
I think
to yourself?
And usually you'll ask me why I think that has happened. And I want to maybe politely disagree. I think it's two items. I think it's COVID-19 and I think it's fentanyl overdose.
Well, those are certainly contributors. I wouldn't argue they're probably number one and number two. But there are other things that are going on, even though there are advances in cancer treatment, still the numbers are the same as they have been with regard, like 500,000 people a year die of cancer, 500,000 people a year die of heart attacks or having heart problems. And that's because the you know, things like smoking continue. You've got a research where you were talking about Alzheimer's. Listen to this, folks, about smoking and what that does to your body and to your brain.
Yes, smoking is not good. And it seems that middle-aged smokers, right, this is another problem with smoking and another good reason to come off. And this is reported this week in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease, a very interesting observation that middle-aged smokers are far more likely to report having memory loss and confusion than non-smokers. But the cognitive decline drops among those in their 40s and 50s who have quit smoking even recently. So smoking can affect your ability to think and remember. But if you get off the cigarettes, this effect does go away and pretty quickly.
Yeah. All right. So that's the good side of the story. Back to or staying with this theme about what you're doing to your body. That's sort of been our in and out this week as we talk about heart attacks and strokes and that sort of thing. We were talking about the stress, the physical stress on your heart of doing things at this time of year that you might not normally do. And one of the things that not only goes on at this time of year, but through the year, it seems, with some, depending on how you let it affect you, is stress. And the whole thing about stress and this new research on stress and stroke is pretty compelling, Ken.
It really is, and you may have suspected this, but this was reported this week in JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association Network Open, about mental stress. And it seems that mental stress in this big study, it is shown clearly, can significantly, Doug, raise the risk of a stroke, all types of strokes. It increases the risk of stroke in this study from mental stresses such as stresses at home or at work, and recent stressful life events such as getting divorced or a major family conflict. These are all associated with increased risk of stroke.
All right, there's another word to the wise, and what you eat, exercising, all of that good stuff. It's pretty easy to get away from it if you put your heart and your head to it. And that's what Ken, I think, is emphasizing here. In a moment, we spend, as we have time available, a look at the health stories, maybe the major health breakthroughs of the year from Ken's perspective. That's up next here on Good Day Health. Right now, a reminder for small business owners, for mid-sized business owners like Ken, like me. If your business stayed open during COVID, you want to contact COVIDpayment.com and get their good news, because there is money that's been set aside to reward your company if you stayed open during the pandemic. The COVID problems, we certainly know what it did to our businesses. Nothing good. These payments, by the way, that come through the help of COVIDpayment.com from the government, they are not loans. You don't have to pay them back. So if you want to get your hands on some of this do-re-mi, go to COVIDpayment.com. You've got employees on the payroll in 2020, 2021. Man, this is a bingo for you. $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com, answer a couple of questions, and let them do the work. Nobody knows more about this program than people who used to work for the government and put this all together, and that's who is running COVIDpayment.com. Now let them do the work. Let them take a percentage of what they get for you, and you're up and away, if you will. Check it out. Businesses of all types, again, remember, any business that took PPP loans that was open during 2020-2021, you're eligible. So check it out. Five or more employees, that's the golden ticket. Check out the folks at COVIDpayment.com so they can help you out.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur, with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running the business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh. Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix diet product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com, and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well,
trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go, don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. So you've had some time to think about the major health breakthroughs that would make up some of the top health stories. What in your mind pops right to the top, other than we know about COVID and stuff? So where do we go from there?
Well, after COVID, because obviously that has continued to be the major health story, over 1 million Americans dying from COVID.
Yep.
I think out of the vaccine story from COVID has come using the technology of the new vaccines, actually anti-cancer vaccines, using this mRNA technology, really pioneered in your backyard at Moderna and Pfizer.
Right.
We're now able to find substances that are unique to cancer and use this mRNA technology to make many antibodies against the cancer, and we're coming up with anti-cancer vaccines. And we are on the threshold of having a major cure for some horrible cancers, even such as pancreatic cancer. And I think we're going to see some really amazing advances get to the main street, yeah, ready for prime time, coming up in 2023, because in the research labs and the research hospitals across America, these have already made some amazing accomplishments. So having anti-cancer vaccines coming out of this mRNA technology that's been used to make the COVID-19 vaccines, I think this is a huge story in 2022.
Yep. There's that. Other things that...
And I have a few more.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, let's tap into a couple of more.
Okay. The first pig-to-human heart transplant occurred in 2022, University of Maryland, and it's being worked on to be reproduced at other major medical centers across the country, NYU has a program, et cetera, et cetera. And we know in transplantation, a milestone this year was the millionth organ was transplanted in America. But the big problem is we just don't have enough. The supply doesn't match the demand for new organs. So the ability to use an animal organ in a human, especially the heart, is an amazing advance. And I think this is going to keep going further. The gentleman who expired after 2 months with a pig heart, it didn't die because of rejection died from heart failure. So this is an area of continued interest, continued research.
Yep. All right. So there are a number of things, a couple of things that were important to our health and well-being for this past year. As we look ahead to 2023, it does help sometimes to get a perspective on the past year, 2022. Coming up next, questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Three past the hour. This is Good Day Health, a chance for the brilliance of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's an important part of this program, plus the weekend show that he does. Good Day Health is all a part of what we hope will be good service to you. We're here at your service and on your side with the helpful answers to questions that may come up. If you have some, share them with me. Doug at DougStephan.com is a great way for you to reach out to me, plus social media at Good Day Radio Show is how you do it, for Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. It's Good Day On Air. Dr. Ken, very important to all of us here, understanding how we survive and thrive. He runs Lake Cardiology with his fabulous staff. A very comfortable place to go and get answers to questions, not only maybe about your heart, your circulatory system as a top cardiologist, he's certainly qualified for that, but because he's done so much other research, he has a window on the world of information that'll help you out. So if you feel frustrated with some answers that you've gotten or haven't gotten from your doctor, try Ken. 352-735-1400 for Ken's office at Lake Cardiology. 352-735-1400. All right, so my first question is to you, from me. Do you know what the number one advertiser on the radio and television is at the moment? The hint is obviously it's something to do with medicine.
Pfizer.
Very good. Pfizer, and what product are they pushing more than anything else?
Vaccines.
No, actually they aren't. How about this? The number one advertiser, yes, is Pfizer. The number one product they are pushing is Paxlovid. There have been more in the time since Christmas, because a lot of stuff that was going on, obviously, before Christmas was advertising products that you could buy, things, services for Christmas as Christmas presents. But now, as we've gone beyond that, the number one advertiser is Pfizer, and they're selling Paxlovid. I wonder, as you think about this, I know some folks who have taken Paxlovid who had really serious bouts with COVID. But it seems strange to me that they would be spending all these millions of dollars advertising Paxlovid when the doctor's got to prescribe it for you. Don't most doctors know about Paxlovid?
Well, apparently Pfizer feels that not enough must or not enough are prescribing it. And there are some gray areas. Part of prescribing Paxlovid is judgment. And you have to assess, as a physician, the relative risk of the patient getting severe COVID. And so I would imagine Pfizer wouldn't be wasting their money, and they must feel that more education is needed. And, you know, and there is a lot of noise out there. So I guess they are trying to get the facts out.
What do you think in general of all the advertising for prescription medicine that's done, again, on radio and television, telling a story? I always preface these questions or these conversations with the admonishment after 15 seconds of listening to why you should take a drug or talk to your doctor about it. Then they give you 45 seconds of why you shouldn't use it. I find that in my knowledge of advertising to be, I know it's
that's
required.
The rules.
Yeah, I know.
That's
yeah.
The rules of the road. They're required to let you know about the significant side effects if they bring it to the public. So what was the question?
The question had to do with whether or not it's overdone, I guess, as much as anything else. What do you think of more personally when you see all these drug ads or hear them on the radio? What do you think as a doctor?
Well, see, now you're talking about direct-to-consumer marketing of drugs. And I think that, I'm not into controlling people. I think that if they're going to do it, they should give the whole story. But again, I think buyer beware, like anything else. Use it as just one source, then do your own research. And they're trying to get the consumers aware, so they ask the doctors questions. And, I mean, I don't think it should be against the law, but I don't think it should be the only way that we learn about these things. And, you know, it's like, should we have any advertising anywhere? It's like anything else.
Well, yeah, it's making the patient aware. I just find them obnoxious. I don't know. You know, some people could say some of the ads that I do are obnoxious, but I don't. I just find it obnoxious.
Well, then I'm sure that's not what they're trying to achieve, and I'm surprised they're not questioning you about your opinion.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure they're not trying to aggravate
you. I kind of know what motivates people, and I sure as heck am not motivated by some of those ads. All right, Dr. Ken is here with questions for Dr. Ken every week at this time. I'm Doug Steffen. Time is 59 past the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.